I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today is the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. Take a moment to pause and notice how much the concept of family means to God. In Scripture, He invites us to call Him Father. He calls Christians His children, sons and daughters. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says, family is an emphasis behind the movement today.
When my brother is in prison and is being beaten on, you don't have to try to manipulate my emotions to make me care about him. It's my brother. Of course I care. And once we understand that family relationship, it becomes very, very natural for us to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters.
If this moves you, would you commit to praying for the persecuted church? It's their first request. Then connect with VOM online to find digital resources that you can use to find your place in the story. And sometimes it's not the external that challenges the spread of the gospel. What we believe about ourselves impacts how we see God and His mission. Lisa Pack of Finishing the Task draws our attention to the question one young woman brought to her. If God loves me, why did He make me a girl?
Culture has been telling her that she is less than the boys, less than the older women, less than the cattle, depending on the culture.
Human trafficking, lack of education, child marriage, these are realities for many girls all over the world that make it hard for women and girls to understand that God is a good father who loves them.
You need to know how much you are loved because it is out of that heart that you are able to love others.
And you can be part of affirming this love in the women in your life and maybe in your own heart. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.